Four of Europe's biggest powers, Germany, Britain, France, and Italy, have followed the United States in saying they would recognize Kosovo's independence. And Poland's foreign minister said he would ask his government to recognize Kosovo's declaration of independence on Tuesday. In Washington, President Bush congratulated Kosovo on its independence and reminded Pristina it is bound by the UN-backed plan to submit to international supervision. But EU members are deeply divided over the matter. At a foreign minister's meeting in Brussels Monday, Slovenian Foreign Minister Dmitry Rupel, whose country holds a rotating EU presidency, told reporters the bloc had decided to let member states decide for themselves.
European Union, as a union of 27 countries, does not recognize any country. Recognition is in the hands of the member states. And some member states may be recognizing today, some may be recognizing tomorrow, some may be recognizing in a couple of days or a week or so, or maybe a couple of weeks. Some may not.
Cyprus and Spain count among half a dozen opponents to recognizing Kosovo's independence. Cyprus declared its break from Serbia as legally invalid. Romania and Slovakia are also against Kosovo's move. But a number of other countries, ranging from Austria to Sweden, say they are prepared to recognize an independent Kosovo. And in France, the Élysée Presidential Palace announced French President Nicolas Sarkozy had written a letter to Kosovo's president recognizing the territory as a free and independent state. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.